This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the besotted Prada West London podcast. We're at the Med Jeske Stadium, the Madstad, whatever you want to call this place. And as you can hear in the background, the Reading fans are singing, "We are staying up, we are staying up," as they have inflicted the bees to a 2-1 defeat here. Ready for two early goals from Reading, and we really didn't come back from that. The question was, are we on the beach or are we just are we going to go for it? And today, it has to be said, Brentford didn't really do anything to say that they were a potty for this game. And fair play to Reading, they got the result. They're very happy, the fans are very happy. There's all sorts of clapping and cheering and sorts of cup final celebration thing going on. And we'll give that to them, which is all good, because our season's over. And we need to just resign ourselves to the fact that we have towels on the beach. That was a bit rubbish, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I thought it was a really good, actually, 55 minutes from us, but we were awful at the start. Completely dominated. Reading could have been 3-0 up and the game buried. But second half, I thought we dominated, looked quite composed, had our chances, and really should have had something out of that game, I felt.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, this is the whole thing. We've talked about this on the podcast last couple of days. We said we dominated, but we didn't really do anything, did we?
Partly fair, partly not. But you're right, we didn't, you know, we only had a limited number of really good chances. That's a fair point.
Yeah, but I mean, for Reading, they're 2-0 up at half time. They let us come at them. And if we're actually not creating any clear cut chances, it means really nothing, doesn't it?
I think that, again, that's partially fair. I thought that we looked quite good. Reading sat back. But I think we just dominated them. I don't think particularly Reading let us come at them. We were the better side in the second half. I can't stand Reading, that's my problem.
I'm trying to do the devil's advocate here.
Yeah,
and I'm saying we've come here, listen, we're either towels on the beach or we're not towels on the beach. We spoke to Thomas Frank last week, he said there's no towels on the beach. You know, we gave Derby a good go. Admittedly, to be quite fair, Derby stuck it in us and then it raised the levels and they made it a good game because they basically tried to kick us off the park and we got a bit angry. But today, I thought we were average.
Yeah, we were average, but I thought the first 15-20 we were awful. You know, it really, really, really should have been 3-0 up and the game was buried and we hadn't woken up. You would think it was a game up in Aberdeen and they'd got travel sickness or something, not 30 minutes down the M4.
Have you ever been to Aberdeen?
Yeah, I have. Ugly place.
There's no time zone difference in there, so
yeah, but it's a long way.
Yes.
Yeah, no, fair enough on that. But we could and should have got something out of that game. But when you're chasing two goals down after 15 minutes, you've got a bit of a mountain to climb. I think we're much the better side. I think they defended deep, and we've lacked that final bite.
Okay, so that is our final bite. The final bite is lacking. I mean, listen. To be fair, you know, it's interesting. Went down to the bar area, but just before half time, and there's about 3 million people in the bar, and everyone is, you know, all the Bees fans have just thought the team had given up. You know, we've given up. So everyone was enjoying themselves 15 minutes before the half time in the bar, and Do you think that was fair play because the team had given up?
Frank obviously had a word with the team at half time and told them that, you know, he was still looking to see what they were playing for and to get on with it. But Reading wanted that more than Brentford did today. It was disappointing performance. Nobody really impressed today for the Bees. Reading battled away. They got the goals that they wanted early on and then really were prepared to play out for the final whistle. I was a bit disappointed to think that we have rolled over because, as I keep saying, we have a lot of influence on this league. And, you know, come Good Friday when we play Millwall and come Easter Monday when we play Leeds, it is incumbent on us as a decent football team to put on a good performance, not only for ourselves, not only for the fans, but for the rest of the league, because we could have a real influence on who goes up and who goes down. We've saved Reading today. I hope that, you know, come Good Friday, Millwall will still look to be fighting for it, and particularly on Easter Monday, Leeds, because if anything, we do want to prevent Leeds at least from getting the automatic. Leeds think they're champions of Europe, and they never.
But I'm not being funny. We had an impact on the relegation battle today, and we didn't really make much impact because we didn't do what we had to do, did we?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm disappointed, and I think we owe it to the league. We owe it to us. We owe it. Brentford FC owe it to the professional integrity of these players and to the fans and the supporters and to the other clubs in the league to actually put on decent performances. And today, really, we didn't do that.
Listen, today, I'm a bit disappointed with this performance here because, end of season, everything like that, but do you think we could have, just rolled out a little bit more of a red carpet, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I think we were too slow. In honest opinion.
And which way were we too slow?
We didn't zip the ball around, we didn't press high enough, and too many mistakes at the back in the first half. Sorensen was caught out, so was Dousgaard. Too many times. They come down the channels very quick, and we were too slow. You look how slow. It was like a stroll in the park.
Are we always slow, or do you think we've just slowed down towards the end of the season?
Slowed down towards the end of the season. I think it was just they thought, well, season's done, season's over. Let's just have a go.
This is the question we've been asking. We spoke to Thomas Frank last week. We said, look, towels on the beach, Thomas. And he's like, oh, no. No towels on the beach. But do you think there's a bit of towel action going on?
Yeah, without a doubt. That was a towel action performance. It really was. It wasn't up to our standards, was it? Even Tuesday wasn't the best display, was it?
Very good.
Tuesday was poor. But second half especially, I mean, full-time, he said, let's go. He didn't even wait for the players to come round on Tuesday. Today, I thought, was a poor performance. Today was for the taking. We should have won.
Andy in the house here, and another disappointed bee in the house.
Yeah, it was last quarter and a half, 20 minutes. We really showed what we could do, but a couple of horrible defensive errors in the first half. So, I don't know. Our away form this year, we've got to turn it around next year. Let's just hope we can. We've got the players.
I mean, you talked about, again, a couple of defensive errors. I mean, not be funny, but we've been saying that for, 42 games or whatever it is now, haven't we?
It's been the story of the season. You know, at times we've fought really well at the back, but too many times we've just given easy goals away. Just done silly things. And we've had a couple of players today that were just off song.
Who do you think was off song today?
Sorensen looked a bit out of his class today, I thought, early on. And I thought De Silva, you know, Mococha, we need an enforcer in midfield. Reading weren't particularly dirty, but you needed somebody strong in there. In the first half, I thought we got quite badly exposed at times.
It's interesting you say that, because obviously you talked about Sorensen and Mococho, they're learning their trade. They come for the B team.
Yeah.
They come through, they've got to learn their trade.
Yeah.
But, you know, this sort of kind of comes back to the fact that it looks like our strength and depth that we thought we haven't really got it. Bring people out of the top 11 or the first 11, and we're struggling a bit, aren't we? Yeah.
Absolutely, because what's happened, you know, with the injury to Barbe, it was always a good man to bring in the centre at the back. Obviously, Methven went in January, and we're getting a bit exposed at the back there now. When teams set off like Reading did at the start of this match, because, you know, Reading, not on this match for Reading, not much on it for us, apart from Pride, but It's a shame. The last quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, the attacking intent, the good play. Let's just hope, you know, next season's going to be different. Because this season we've thrown too many points away from home. Just thrown them away. So anyway.
Listen. We can chill out because season's all over. But we want to end the season with a little bit of pride. Hold our heads up high, didn't we? And there was no heads holding high going on today, was there?
I think we can chill out in the stands, and I think the players have been chilling out for the last couple of weeks. I don't think we were much worse today than we were on Wednesday. I think we got away with it because they were playing for nothing either, and they were dreadful. Today they were scrapping for their lives. They had something to play for. They turned up. We didn't, and it just looked a bit embarrassing, to be honest.
The season's over for us, isn't it, really?
But you know, you'd think there's a couple of players out there, you know, especially new players, they're trying to make their mark. You know, even, you know, Marcondes is coming in, you've got Sorensen, you've got De Silva, you know, all these players are trying to make their mark, you know, so you would have thought that Brentford would be out there having a little bit of a fight.
Well, they've got a funny way of trying to make their mark if they're turning up like that, then, aren't they? I don't know, it's frustrating. It looks like they're all on their summer holidays already. And as you said, like, there's players who have got a point to prove. Even Benrahma as well. Like, the form he's been in this season, he's playing for a Premiership move. He's playing for big money, a move to the Premiership. You've got to be turning up in these sorts of games. You can't afford to just tail off at the end of the season if you want to push on to the next level. Same with De Silva and Sorensen. If you want to be breaking into the first team next season, these are the perfect games to go on, get in, put a performance in, establish yourself in the first team. And then when you get to the first game of next season, you've already made a point to Frank saying, no, I'm undroppable, start me. But no, it seems like it seemed lethargic, a bit inconsistent the last few weeks, and just pretty disappointing.
Frustrated, B.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, the Tylehurst End crew in the house here today. Big smile on his face, actually. Big smile on his face, because you know that.
Absolutely.
Actually, you know that after that Norwich game today and then beating us today, it looks highly likely that the Reading would be playing, Fulham next season, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So just talk to me about this. I mean, I'm thinking about early games and your attitude. Tell me about this game.
I thought we started really well. We were electric at the start. Some really good attacking play. Got in behind you really well. Some nice opening goal, and Maite getting another one as well. He's in a lot of confidence at the moment. Great to see it. And had to ride a lot of pressure later on in the game, but we did that well. We've got the spirit to do it. We've got the resilience to do it, and that might be what sees us over the line in the end, really.
And obviously, like, listen, you know, you had your manager, and you just said, "Oh no, we got kicked him to the touch," and you've got the new character just come in now. Do you think he's doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing really well. It's the mental side more than anything else, to be honest. The players believe they can win games and get points now. You go back to under Paul Clement, and just the psychology was wrong. We didn't believe we could win. We were dropping points too often, and the manager's got us believing now. He's really united the fans, united the players as well, and it's a great atmosphere to be around at the moment. Yeah.
And the question is, you have to tell me about the players, but in midfield you had one player who was picking up the ball and he was running at us and caused us a few problems as well. Who's that?
Andy Renham-Hota, a really good, energetic box-to-box player. Really gave us a lot of presence, which we've lacked a lot in the last couple of years, but great to see him.
And where's he come from?
He's Leeds born, but came through at Portchester, I think, in non-league. Picked him up in the academy, and he's broken through this season and really impressed. Yeah.
So I'm going to say to you, I mean, obviously chirpy Tylehurst and posse here today. Do you really think that, you know, it's all over now, or have you still got a few more games that you need to just ensure that you're not going to go down?
Just a few more points should do it. 4-point gap at the moment, I think, but we should be fine. But yeah, just another draw, another win, and I think we should be fine. Yeah, should be fine. Yeah.
B's in the house, and you're not happy, are you?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Well, it ain't good enough, is it? It's too slow, it's too ponderous, wayward passes. What more do you want me to say?
Well, we talked a few weeks ago when I think Mikocha came back from international duty. We said that he was drunk, but maybe he's given everybody else a drink and everyone else drunk today. What do you think?
were, whatever they're drinking, it's probably too strong for them. Definitely too strong.
Yeah, but I mean, just coming back to it today, I mean, to be fair, Reading also, you know, they were up for it today in a major way, and we weren't up for it. I mean, do you think that obviously that had something to do with it to a certain extent?
I don't think they were that up for it, because the second half we was all over them again. Yeah. But the first half they had two chances, they took them, two soft goals as well. One through ball, the keeper should have saved it. And then, all right, the second one's a good header, but still should have been knocked out.
On Tuesday night,
Wednesday.
Three,
yeah,
sorry, Wednesday.
Yeah, it's all right.
Tuesday's Wednesday.
I was in Budapest. Yes, right. I was watching the game, yeah. But. You know, on Wednesday night, the three forwards, you know, and De Silva were unbelievable in the first half. I mean, they could have beaten anybody. But today, they were just, like, lethargic.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Listen, we've won two games away from home, right? Yep. So, okay, everyone talks about our brilliant, fantastic passing game and all that nonsense. I'm not saying it nonsense in a nonsense way, because it's nonsense when you're still 13th or 14th in the league. It's like great passing the ball, but you actually are not right up there. So I'm thinking, everyone talks about a beautiful passing game, but we come away from home, we can't beat anybody. Now, why do you think that is?
That's a million-dollar question. Nobody seems to know the answer. Nobody's got the answer for it.
The manager hasn't.
The manager hasn't got an answer for it. The players haven't got an answer for it. Nobody's got an answer for it.
Do you think we're scared? I mean, I know it sounds like a silly question, but are we just scared when we come to somebody else's ground? We go, oh, no, we're in an away game, and we're not going to win.
I just think maybe it's because, basically, we're a young team. And I remember when I was young, and I played in I played for Watford South East Counties League. And, you know, when you went to a big ground, you did get scared, especially if it's confidence. That's all it is, I think.
Well, if I'd be a rich man if I had the answer to sort that team out away from home. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, I'll come back to you next season. All right, then. All Reading fans in the house, and they're smiling away at me and very happy with their... You're very happy with it. You're very happy,
yeah,
aren't
very
you?
Very happy.
Listen,
great result.
Don't hide it.
Great result. Great result. Rather enjoying. You know, first 20 minutes was awesome. Looked a bit tense for the rest of the game, but Seattle was really good. Yeah, really good.
I mean, listen. They use that phrase, you came out the traps, and you certainly did come out the traps today, didn't you?
First 20 minutes was wicked. You know, it looked like it was going to be a really good game. Thought we could have possibly got a third as well, but then seemed to settle down. Brentford came back into it. But look, I thought were we winners, to be honest, although Brentford had most of the possession for the game, they didn't really create that many clear-cut chances, so... I think right result.
And I'm just wondering, I mean, listen, you're in a lot of relegation row. You've been down there for a lot of the season now. I mean, obviously you've got a new manager. How come it's been so bad for you, or do you see things getting better?
I think the performances since Jose comes in have been pretty decent, so I think things are going to get better. It's just whether we can keep some of the players we've got on loan. I don't know. I think for now we just need to see out the season, see what happens, and then start fresh next year. But yeah, I don't know. It's been a few too many seasons, either flirting with relegation or being like playoff contenders. So I don't know.
And the new manager, is he Spanish manager, isn't he? Is he Spanish?
Portuguese.
Sorry. And it is me. I'm not being sort of I'm just. I know it's in that region down there somewhere. Right. So the new manager, Portuguese. Are you happy with what he's done with you so far?
Oh, he's been awesome. Like the results have been really good, and the performances a lot better as well. So. Yeah, I think he's the right man for the job. Just need to see out the season, try and keep a few players, and then start again next year.
So we're going to see you again next season, are we?
Yeah, absolutely.
See you in this very spot next
absolutely,
season.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, nice one.
Cheers.
Disappointing afternoon, disappointing day, really. I mean, we had a quite good day actually beforehand, and again, kicked football out of football. We unfortunately didn't kick football out of football, so the football spoiled the day again, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think we've hit the nail on the head there. I think we knew exactly what today was going to be before we even left the pub. I'm disappointed, really, Bill, because, 2,000 Brentford fans, they spent a lot of money and made a lot of effort to come here. We were up for it. The players, not so much, I'd say. You know, we had the possession. We bossed the game because we're obviously a better team. The table's not going to lie this afternoon. We found ourselves two goals down. clawed it back to 2-1. I expected a big second half, and it didn't happen. And I'm just disappointed, really. You know, we've not come here to see our team roll over. They've not rolled over, but they've just not done enough. It's summed our season up, really. We've looked okay in patches. We looked okay, but we gave our fans nothing really to sing about today, and that's a big shame. You know, we said a couple 3 weeks ago that all that we could really look forward to for the rest of the season was to mess it up for other people, and we didn't even look vaguely like messing it up for Reading today. You know, I'd love to see them go down. You know, look at this place. It's just like a cross between a car park and a hospital. It just doesn't seem like a football stadium to me, and you know, it's just flat. So yeah, really, really not happy, if I'm honest with you, and I can't wait for the end of the season.
Okay, right. Well, there's a few of us thinking we can't wait till the end of the season. But listen, this is Besotted, Pride of West London podcast. To be fair, I Reading is fairly close to London, so I think quite a lot of Bees fans are still quite happy that we come here. And there's a few teams that, you know, maybe, you know, say we'd rather, but, you know, it's more difficult to get to, or probably the atmosphere, you know, Rotherham. When it comes to a toss-up between Rotherham and Reading, or maybe a few Bees fans might think, actually, maybe the Rotherham, you know, if the one of the two had to go, they'll probably rather the Rotherham would go. But anyway, that's all a matter of personal preference. Like I said, Besotted Pride of West London podcast, very, very disappointing today. Apologies, we didn't get the Reading podcast up this week, but there was shenanigans afoot this week, so we didn't do it. But we're going to have a very special podcast for you, hopefully, like I said to you, coming out this week, possibly Thursday, if not Friday. You need to definitely check that one out, because it's going to be one that, well, this is one that we've been promising for quite a few months. So check this one out, like I said to you, Besotted Pride of West London podcast. But we're on the way back from the Majeski. It's going to take us a while to get into town. Waiting for a bus. We've been queuing up for ages, like, you know. Yeah. It's one bus, like I said, but queuing up for ages. But like I said to you, check us out. Radio show on Monday night, 9 p.m. on Love Sport Radio. We'll be talking about this Reading game plus other things as all that. But as we say, coming from the Majeski, as we say, come on,
you bees. I hate you, Butler.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.